Hello, and thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Today is April 10th, 2012. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. My name is Dan Whalen, and joining me, as always, is...
Adam Erdman.
How's it going, Adam?
It's going pretty well.
Except for the cold snap that we're hitting randomly after that solar flare...
Solar flare up
that we had.
Well, I suppose that might be...
I'm blaming it on that because it lined up so well... That we had the solar flare and we were also hitting 70s, 80s. It seemed just like the sun was pretty happy right around that time. And now it's being a tool.
It's mellowed out. I see.
I was almost going to say it's being a chode.
Oh, no.
Just to bring it back to that conversation.
Oh, no.
We had a very long discussion about...
that word that we learned in middle school.
And so it's just amusing that it drag out so much. But we have a couple things that we'd like to plug first before we get the show rolling. First, you should visit us online at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find bonus tracks. You can find all of the mic checks that we do. You can find all of the post-episode tracks that we do. Bonus Leonard Maltin games, bonus movie bluff games, bonus build-a-title games, a couple of Mystery Science Theater 3000 riff tracky kind of things.
Photos.
I always write the updates for whenever an episode posts, and sometimes I'm in a really saucy mood, and I'll churn out something fun. So there's that to read too, and see how I'm doing while I'm usually uploading them during my lunch break at work. But you can also find all of that information by visiting our Twitter feed at Buffer Podcast, because they wouldn't give us those extra three characters, but that's okay. But that way you can follow all of our photos, you can find all of the postings, so you'll know when to go to the website to see all the cool stuff that I write. You can find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, by searching for any of our guests' names, current or past, and you'll find us there. So everyone that we have on the show is iTunes searchable, which is always fun.
Woohoo!
You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio, in which we are located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, on Facebook at facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio, as well as on Foursquare, which I have retaken the mayorship, and I'm going to check in again just for... I did that when I took the picture, so okay. I am safe once again.
Yes, you have reasserted yourself in your own apartment. And you can find Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Yes. And now that we have all of that fun, very rehearsed plug stuff out of the way, we have two guests with us today. Joining us, both returning guests, we have Lauren Lola Schauer and Dave Wheeler. How's it going, guys?
Yo, hoi, hoi.
Hi.
Happy Tuesday.
It is. It's very true.
Despite the fact that, we can't have the ambiance because it's probably like 40 degrees out now.
Yeah. I didn't bring my scarf.
It looks so sunny and nice, but then it's just...
It lies.
Yeah.
There is a potential deception for snow tonight.
Oh, shit.
No way. No.
It is going to get down to 27 degrees over the span of the night, and we will get precipitation.
Fantastic.
It is guessing... It's not giving me a percentage at this point, so I don't know how likely it's going to happen, but that's what the internet says.
I went to Bachman's yesterday and I bought grass seed, and the guy there was like, don't put your grass seed down, it's gonna get cold and you should do it like next week or the week after. And I really, 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 really wanted to put grass seed down, but I didn't.
Yeah, we need to, well, it's more so just move the that works too. Well, no, you can't pivot it on that horizon or that axis because there isn't one. So you actually have to...
Just rotate the stand a little bit. Yeah. There you go. And get cozy.
There you go.
I'll make it work. It'll be good. Better?
There we go. Yep.
There we go.
Okay.
That's a little better.
So what kind of grassy did you get? Did you get Kentucky bluegrass? Because that's the only one that I know.
No, I got this one for high traffic because we have three dogs. And then I got another bag of white clover seed to mix in with it.
Okay.
It's just like the stuff that grows on like the parkway lawns and whatnot. They have like the white flowering tips. I'm sure like everybody has seen them. They're right. really generic. But they just, they're like a hardier native like plant. So I thought I'd throw that in the mix to see if it survives the dogs. Basically, I'm trying to grow like hardy grasses that will survive the three dogs I have.
Strong Minnesota grasses.
Right, because right now they've killed like everything in the backyard except for like the giant oak tree or what, a maple tree or whatever is back there.
Big tree.
Because it's the only thing that's survived over the big winter of one. Them digging.
As opposed to big tree two that is in the back.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
It's a great distinction.
So I actually have many a news story to discuss. One you can find on our mic check bonus track, so check that out. I'll do one that I think everyone might enjoy just a bit. It's Netflix has picked up a new miniseries featuring David Tennant.
Hey!
Woo! No way!
Yes, the miniseries United.
Whovians rejoice.
he is... where is this information?
May I just put one thing out there real quick? Every time I read or see the word Whovian, I always go back to the Grinch.
Yeah, like, there is that.
And it's just annoying. I mean, I totally agree. I am one of them. But I just think of the...
Right.
Thing, yeah.
But
exterminate.
So United is a 90-minute telefilm that tells a true and tragic story of the British European Airways Flight 609, which crashed in Munich on February 6th, 1958. Tennant portrays coach Jimmy Murphy, who is charged with the Herculean task of rebuilding the broken team. So there's that, and I'm trying to find the exact...
Broken team?
Broken team, because people died in the crash... So he has to
keep them all together.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The broken team and find new players and stuff like that.
So it's not about the plane crashing so much as the aftermath.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And it's just, it doesn't mention when it's jumping in, if it is jumping in now or later. Because that's...
I'm just picturing David Tennant in like the old Hercules, like Kevin Sorbo costume. It's just not working.
Uninspiring.
Yeah.
That's kind of like me in the Hercules costume.
Kind of.
Just doesn't fill out quite right. I'm going to admit that.
Although I can see you in the Hercules outfit better than I can see David Tennant.
Thanks. That means a lot.
Yeah, the article doesn't say when it's coming or if it's already here, which if anyone has a smartphone, feel free to investigate for me. But it just talks about how it's stepping up its original programming with Lilyhammer and Steve Van Zandt. And it just talks about the Terra Nova could have been, but not really because of cost bit.
Right.
But you can find all this if you go to variety.com.
I imagine if I start watching this while the plane is crashing, I'm just going to be like, you are the doctor. Why aren't you helping?
It's true. Typecast? No. But that much of an endearing character.
I still see him as...
the dude from
Barty
Harry
Crouch Jr.
Yep. Yeah.
Licking his lip.
Licking his lips in that low angle shot in front of him. So yeah, it's just that extreme overbite that he had that was just really freaking creepy. Ugh.
I don't remember that.
He was the son of...
Google it.
He was Mad-Eye Moody.
Spoiler.
With the Polyjuice potion. And I'm surprised that I actually remember this stuff.
It's past spoilers at this point.
Know.
It's everything.
So it's not available on Netflix instant streaming as of yet, but soon, I imagine.
I still meet people that haven't read the Harry Potter books or all the way through. Or seen Star Wars, my pastry chef at work.
Yeah, there are definitely exceptions. I mean, there are exceptions to every rule, but...
They've probably heard it by now. You know, somebody will probably have dropped something and they're just like, oh, okay.
Or they don't care.
Ho-hum.
Snape kills Dumbledore. That was like a meme for a while. Just that.
It's true.
Just a spoiler for Harry Potter. Book 6.
So on top of that, there's actually a lot of Netflix news that's going on right now. Netflix has also signed a multi-year deal with Hasbro.
Woo!
So they are
is
bringing.
Is that why
back
My
the,
Little Pony yep. is on there?
My Little well,
Bronies rejoice.
No, I mean, no, they should not.
There's the Dude. New series that's going on right now, but they're bringing on the back catalogs.
Oh wow!
Of My Little Pony, G.I. Joe, and Transformers.
Yep,
nice.
All of G1 is coming back, and apparently the only thing that they're having issues with is Beast Wars.
Oh, okay,
because of something with. The actual streaming feed or something like that. Because I was like...
Something lost in conversion?
I guess it's like, this is too crappy looking for our stream. We need to make it better. You can't make it better. I love Beast Wars, but as far as graphics go, you can't really polish a turd that much. Mythbusters has proven that wrong. You can polish a turd, but it is still a turd.
So, just hand it over to J.J. Abrams. He'll throw some lens flares in front of it. You won't be able to see what's going on anyway.
Boom, bam, body slam. All done.
So you can find out more information on Engadget.com. It says that the 80s hits will arrive sometime in 2012, but Transformer Prime and the most recent Pony-based adventures are already available on streaming now. They released a press release that gives the full list of items.
But it just...
Nothing will happen for a little bit, but stay tuned.
If you are a Transformers fan and you haven't seen Transformers Prime, it's awesome. It's a really, really cool series that looks amazing. It has a really nicely written script, and it's just like overall, it's one of those cool things where it's a really nice next step in that franchise, which is cool.
When did that one start?
A year ago? It's been
so it's
around,
pretty modern.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It hasn't been around that long, but it's nice. I like it. And yeah.
Cool.
So basically, all the cartoon shows we've ever grown up with is on Netflix now.
Just about.
Yeah.
Or will be shortly.
Yeah. Except for Gargoyles, that's the only thing they're missing that I like loved.
And that's a Disney thing. And Disney has been really good about unloading all of its stuff on there, but they stuck to really modern.
Yeah. Which is okay. But Knights of Justice, the Round Table one, is already on there, which I totally watched.
King Arthur and the Knights of the Round.
What?
The one where the King Arthur is like the football team that goes back in time.
Yeah.
I used to watch that every Sunday before church.
Don't do it.
Wait.
No, don't. Just leave it.
Is that you mean the baseball one?
No, it's a football team.
It's a football.
Knights of Justice, put evil down.
It's a kid in
King Arthur's Court.
No, it's not King Arthur's
Court. I'm talking about the baseball one.
That's a movie.
Yeah. That's a live action movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No.
This is a cartoon.
Yeah. King Arthur and the Knights of Justice.
It sounded exactly like... Yep.
Although
that movie.
Mutant League, because it focused around football, but because it was based on the Sega games, the Mutant League Football and Mutant League Hockey, which was awesome.
Sega.
I always liked playing in space because there was thin ice and you'd fall into a black hole.
Wow,
it was excellent.
That's rough.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. You could decapitate people on the ice. Same with football, you could make people explode. Like, there were teams of zombies. Like, if you played against the zombies, they were super fast. But if you touched them, they fucking exploded, basically.
Jesus.
It was awesome. It was super gory for back in the day.
Wow. Sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
So another thing going on in Netflix is they have set up their own, in the heat of this entire... Yes, I keep trying to read around the thing. Like this, so I can look over it.
There you go.
So, in the heat of all the election stuff that's going on and all the political action committees that people are setting up and using to raise money and do all that crazy stuff, Netflix has set up their own political action committee called FlixPAC, FlixPAC, where they will be able to donate up to $5,000 per election to candidates for federal office.
Wow.
So that they can basically lobby for ways to change. At this point, they're still against SOPA and PIPA and all those, you know, privacy and just pirating and all that madness.
Yeah.
But this is just so that they can still have their voice be heard, which is interesting. But as soon as that was announced, Anonymous, the cyber group...
In V-masks.
Yes, in V-masks, are on their Twitter account telling people to boycott them as a result. Which is interesting because they're not in support of SOPA or PIPA and all that madness. They just want to be recognized and...
Yeah.
At the same time...
You internet hooligans!
Yes.
That's basically what's going on there.
You squee rabbit.
Yeah. It's, they're kind of anti things.
Anti.
Yes.
I still laugh every time Anonymous comes up because Alan Moore, the creator of V from V for Vendetta, like he was, you know, he was asked what he thought of that becoming the face of anonymity and like revolution and whatnot in so many aspects, and he went, fucking cool. Like, that was it. Like, he had a much more in-depth answer that came like after, you know, a bit of silence, but he was like, I like it. I think, you know, it's fucking cool.
It's really funny. I was reading an article about how it's weird that people are wearing Guy Fawkes masks.
Yeah.
Because although Guy Fawkes was trying to overthrow the government, he was trying to overthrow the current government to go back into more of a, was an autocracy or something like that?
Yeah.
More of like a military ruled madness.
Yeah, it would have been basically a police state.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he wanted to switch it back to that. So all these people who are wearing V masks... Thinking that they're representing Guy Fawkes more so than V.
Funny thing is, they're representing more V than Guy Fawkes in reality. They just want to hear the bum 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 all of a sudden happened. You can pirate everything for free. Freedom.
Sorry. So yeah, there's not really a lot to discuss about that, but I thought it's just kind of interesting that they've gotten political.
Woo!
But switching, yeah. While staying in video, but switching to something a little bit different, YouTube is adding a monetization option to its live streaming platform, including the ability for publishers to charge for live events.
Oh, cool. So you can have like a simulcast. Really
cool. Yes.
That's cool.
And I've seen a screenshot that Marvel has some sort of red carpet thing that they're probably going to do
for Avengers.
Yes, for the Avengers.
There's also talks about doing it for certain panels at like San Diego Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con. I was actually going to bring this up. They're in talks with YouTube to basically give people who aren't able to go out to like the cons and stuff basically right. that insider access. So
beautiful.
Which is cool because San Diego's friggin' expensive to get to. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you really want to get a nice insider thing, you know, to have that option for like a subscription is pretty friggin' cool. And I think, you know, good on them for going, hey, we can reach more people this way.
Yeah, that's a really logical, great next step for them, for sure.
At this point, charging for streams has been available in Canada, Japan, France, and the UK, but they haven't really locked it all down yet. So,
okay,
it's coming.
Yeah,
that'll be cool.
It's I think comicsalliance.com had posted something about it, if I remember correctly. I don't know. It's either that or Newsarama. That's where I read my stuff.
That and YouTube is coming out with more of these channels where people are delivering original content on, you know, scale.
Yeah.
But it's... I think Nerdist has a show that's out there mm-hmm. as one of their things.
Something
so
like that.
Pretty cool.
You?
Let's see. What other news was there?
Have you guys talked about the new Pixar movie yet?
Brave?
Brave?
Yeah.
It's not streaming yet, so...
Well, no.
That's...
I've just seen trailers for it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It looks... Yeah, it looks really good. It's... I just don't know what to think because they're only that few previews that have been available, all the trailers that are on
Apple.com.
It looks cool, but you know, it's not Cars 2,
Billy
but
Connolly.
I don't know what to expect otherwise.
Yeah. Billy Connolly.
When I saw the first preview, I thought, is this DreamWorks?
Yeah.
That's kind of where my head went right away. It didn't feel like a Pixar movie to me.
It felt a little How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
It seemed like
it. That's what I thought when I first saw it, too.
It looks really good, but the thing is that the setting that it's set in, the time period, the characters, the accents, the general feel of the trailers, because it's trying to convey, at least this is my opinion, it tries to convey that, you know, feel good adventure, you know, young hero movie. And I totally agree. I kind of went, they're making a sequel to How to Train Your Dragon?
Well, they are. Not yet.
It was just one of those things where, like, I got really excited. And then I was like, oh, this is still really cool. That's a big fucking bear. Like,
yeah.
How to Train Your Redhead Irish Maiden?
Super Ginger!
Yes. And Billy Connolly.
But switching to another video platform... Crackle.com is going to have its first original programming.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Of all things, because they seem like the B-list.
Yeah.
B-list Netflix that's out there. B-list. Well, Stephen Baldwin programming on there.
Hey, they had He had Biodome.
Yes.
Just saying.
But it's Sony's multi-platform network announced The Unknown, an anthology show by proven Hollywood talent for viewing without a cable subscription. It is made up of 6 30-minute episodes, each of which tells a standalone thriller of unexplained phenomena.
Ooh.
And it has this list of actors, and I don't recognize them, but I'll see if you guys do. Francis Fisher?
Nope.
Nope.
William Atherton?
Nope.
Nope.
Atherton?
No.
Taryn Manning?
It's related to Megan?
I don't think so. This one might hit with you, Adam. J.R. Ferguson of Mad Men.
Sounds familiar, but I can't remember. I can't put the face to it. If I saw him, I'd be like, oh, yeah,
there he is.
Yeah. But no.
Yeah. So apparently it's time-tested Hollywoodians, but who knows? J.R. Ferguson.
Related to Craig Ferguson? I'd be okay with that.
Was he on Mad Men?
No. He was on the Drew Carey Show. He was Mr. Week.
Oh, yes. Which it kind of makes me angry that on iTunes they only have the first season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of the Drew Carey Show, where it's, what's his name?
Ryan Stiles? Oh,
no. Kevin Pollak
is
the boss, but you never see him until the last episode of that season.
Mm-hmm.
As he gets fired or something, and you just see him come out, just like, oh, it's Kevin Pollak.
Wait a second.
Okay.
That's
weird.
I still, like, there's a... Craig Ferguson's autobiography. It's, if you can find the audiobook, it's fucking awesome, because he reads it.
Oh, yeah.
That would be so cool.
It's fantastic.
And he talks... I have it on the iPod for C2E2. It's a good listen. But he talks about the fact that one of his greatest feats was becoming an American citizen, but one of the ways that he had to do it was to stop being a Scotsman and become a British pansy. Because he's Scottish.
Yes.
Yes. Right. And so when he came over, he had to play more away from his natural personality and go to play.
Oh, he had
more
to play British.
Yeah, he had
okay.
to, he had to gotcha. Play.
I see.
Yeah.
I thought it's like he had to change his nationality from Scottish
no.
English and then American.
He couldn't just speak. He had to put on a British accent, and all of a sudden he was fucking gold.
Right.
Like, you know, he had been in several movies prior to that, but like one of his most famous things outside of hosting a kick-ass late-night show now.
Right.
Was playing a British buffoon.
Right.
Right.
But
that's true.
Yeah. So, did you recognize J.R. Ferguson?
Adam.
Yeah, I looked him up. He is, you know,
a reoccurring character.
Prominent on the ensemble cast, but not one of the main leads. Yeah.
Well, ho-hum yeah. then.
So, meh.
I just started watching Mad Men. I've watched like 4 or 5 seasons or episodes.
4 or 5 seasons.
Four
you
five
know,
seasons,
not too
much. You know, nothing. Not too much. No.
Entire series so far.
No, whatever. Just the first couple of episodes.
There you go.
I don't know what I think of it yet.
It takes until about episode 6 is the general theory for you to just be like, oh, I love this show. I gotta watch more.
I just really hate almost all the characters I've seen so far. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I had that same problem.
I don't connect with any of them.
You're gonna do that. You're gonna do that for a little while, and then you're gonna be like, God, he's so bad, but this is so entertaining.
It's a really nice looking show, but it was kind of the same thing that I had with The Hunger Games, where people kept on going, you have to get 6 episodes in, or you have to get 30 pages in. I'm like, I don't want to have to get 30 pages in. I want to go click, oh, this is awesome, instead of having exactly.
You have to get used to it.
Yeah, I'm like, well, yeah, you have to get used to someone stabbing a needle in your eye too, but guess what? You know what you could do? Not put a needle in your eye.
That's
but
true.
It's a very pretty series. I don't know about The Hunger Games because I haven't seen it. But.
Yeah. I think it's worth it. It's definitely worth it, at least for me, because, you know, once you're into the series, you think, well, those first several episodes were not bad. They were pretty cool. Learned about the characters, set the stage, and now that you're into it, you can laugh at all the quirks about the 1960s and the way things were then. And,
well, that's why.
And get to know the characters better and see the depth of the characters that they've written into it as well. So
I fully watched the first season, and like, because I was giving it that chance, and it was one of those things that, I don't know, it was very pretty. It was a very cool-looking show, but like, I guess it was just one of those things that like, it was almost too long of a buildup of like an introduction. It was one of those things where like, I would have preferred to have had, I guess, quicker introductions over the course of more episodes, where it advances the story a little bit quicker. But anyways, off of Mad Men.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, one more note to add on to that. I mean, a lot of that probably, like what you are feeling, has to do with the medium. I mean, I feel like Mad Men is much more of a cinematic television show. It's got a very film feel to it, and they kind of use that pace for their storytelling as opposed to a TV pace where it's scene, 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 climax, end of show.
It's more HBO and Showtime than...
Yeah. Well, no, I was
prime time.
I would compare it to
correct.
I would compare it to like, well, you know, Rome, and even, you know, like Game of Thrones and whatnot. Where it's a longer format television series.
Yeah.
This goes right along with that. Is I watched a show recently where episodes were literally like the epitome of episodic.
Huh.
Like, every episode wrapped itself up completely, and there wasn't a theme going on with it where they were reaching some certain point.
A long-term story.
After all, it was just like, episode.
Done.
Here are the characters here. Here's the characters. I'm trying to remember what it is at this point. I'm pretty sure it's something that I watched on Netflix or purchased randomly on a whim through iTunes, so I might cheat and go that way.
I actually did just watch the majority of Flight of the Conchords Season 2. And that was okay. It wasn't as good as the first season, in my opinion, but it was still pretty fun.
Yeah. I watched several episodes of that one. It never really caught on for me.
Yeah, I own the first season, and it's just like...
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really, really long SNL skit a lot of the time.
Really?
But, yeah. Like, the first season actually had, like, a little bit of progression in the story, and then the second season just... It felt like a bit Family Guy-ish, where it was just kind of like, and here's a random funny song. Okay, that song's over with. We need to tell a little bit more story that has nothing to do with that song.
What else is in the news?
That's actually it, but it's the perfect time for us to switch gears and go to Movie Bluff.
Okay, all right, here we go.
And I was listening to old Patton Oswalt's stand-up today.
Oh, jeez.
And so I thought...
That's not a promising start.
Well, no, I was actually going to...
Softball it, Dan. Softball it. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. No, I wasn't going to do Patton Oswalt specifically. I was just segueing using Patton Oswalt.
Please continue.
Because since Disney movies have already come up, I was going to see if it would be worth it all to say Ratatouille.
Oh.
Cast. Lola.
To me, I'm guessing.
Yes. We always start clockwise. I feel like I might be starting it pretty rough and ready out of the gate.
That's okay. I only saw that movie once, and it was when it first came out in theaters. So...
Well, I've given you an answer.
I kind of don't
answer,
even remember what happens.
Well, I think this is strike three for me to start. Because
I have a good starter.
Well, then how about we start with you then?
Yeah, that'll be the false
the
start.
Fixer. It's false
start. Mulligan.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my drive going with the Masters theme that I've just adopted.
Okay,
I was like, where the fuck
okay,
was
so,
that?
So Bubba. Okay.
Right. Yes, a guy named Bubba Watson won the Masters. I love it. Bubba. But anyway. The golf theme ends there because I'm switching back to Hasbro.
Oh, God damn it. I was like, Happy Gilmore.
You never played golf in Transformers.
Caddyshack? Come on, man. If you're going to adopt the damn...
Speaking of Transformers, Transformers cast.
Go this way.
You need... Can I get a subtitle? Yes.
The first one.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you're like thinking TV show or anything.
Oh,
so I was just
the movie.
Okay,
damn it!
First Michael Bay film with lots of explosions and pretty robots transforming from cars into
and movies.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh God,
Michael Bay. Sorry, that's the music that goes in my head every time I see a Michael Bay film.
I can picture the dad, but I will just say Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Movie.
Sorry.
Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull cast.
Harrison Ford. you wanted softball. I'm playing softball.
That's a good way to go.
Oh, God. Let's go. Movie.
Oh, okay. Well, gonna go that way then.
Yes, I am.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. And, sorry, cast.
Well, I have to go with Sean Connery then.
Of course.
Sean Connery.
And I will say movie.
And I will say Man with the Golden Gun movie.
Oh, fuck beans.
You can still name any Sean Connery movie.
Oh, right. You said movie. I was thinking movie. Cast. I'm like, fuck, who played Q? ooh.
Got a good setup.
I know. I'm trying.
So many options.
I know.
Good reaction.
I'm just running. Oh, dude, I have like 15. That's the problem. Oh,
man, I miss Q.
Yeah.
Aww.
Car accident.
But his leaving that movie was so perfect.
Yeah.
For
always
last
have
Bond
an escape
movie.
Plan. Into the floor.
I remember they had the memorial.
The Pagemaster.
Pagemaster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cast.
Harrison Ford was
no.
in? No. Oh, I mean Sean Connery. Sorry. Little mental lapse there. Okay.
Although Harrison Ford would have been badass in the Pagemaster.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Macaulay Culkin, though. I think we've been down this road before.
We have.
Movie.
Okay. So, since we are off of it. Sean Connery isn't in Pagemaster.
Didn't he play the pirate book?
No, that was Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap.
So you just let that one slide.
I did
right
let
through.
That one go.
My bad. But I'm on the Macaulay Culkin movie.
Good bluff.
So I will.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Wait, doesn't he get a point then for bluffing?
No.
And
no,
oh,
no right. we don't. Only if that's so hard to track. And it's more so that Adam could have had a point if he had said shenanigans on it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Macaulay Culkin movie.
Someone give me their smartphone real quick. Sorry.
I will do. It's going to bug me. Saved. Cast.
Ooh. I actually have seen that one.
There you go. I kind of thought.
I really liked that movie too. It was really. For so many reasons. Anyway. Mandy Moore movie.
Mandy Moore movie, Dave.
Oh, shit.
And something that we didn't bring up is, I can remind it now that it's movie or TV.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, Mandy Moore. Clone High.
Which way
cast.
Will you go? Ooh.
Cast. Holy crap.
I got one. I got two. I got...
Oh.
I got one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Tom Green. Movie.
Okay. Then I will say Road Trip.
Whoa. I forgot about that one.
God, there's no nice way to throw this at you.
That's okay.
But I will go with Cast. Because there's no way out of this.
Wait, what?
She has Road Trip Cast.
Oh, god damn.
I've never seen the movie.
Oh.
I know nothing about it, to be honest.
It was Tom Green was the hard turn left.
Like, I've got nothing.
Okay.
I have nothing.
Nothing.
Not even a movie poster in my head.
Yeah, Breckenmeyer and Amy Smart.
They were in that?
Yes.
Ah, well, you've legitimized your point then.
Yes. So it finally,
I didn't remember if it was Amy Smart or not. I was like,
I always thought it was weird that they had done that because they were kind of like the couple, I guess you'd call it, in that movie. And then after that, Rat Race came out, and then they basically played the grown up version of themselves.
And there's
it's a race.
Oh god, I was gonna go with Freddy Got Fingered.
Yes, I saw that in your eyes, and I was like, okay, I don't know if she knows that Rip Torn was in that one. but I have a point, and Dave, you start, and it goes to Lola first.
Oh man!
Wow, that was with a anything? Long opener.
That was that was like the textbook way to go. Everyone was able to keep going, and I actually felt bad about getting the point because I was like, I could keep this going, but it's Tom Green.
God, this is gonna piss.
I'm trying to think of any other movie I've ever seen him in, and I'm just like, I remember seeing him as like. Guests kind of in the background of like strange movies.
He was in Stealing Harvard with Jason Lee, and he was in Freddy Got Fingered, and then he had the Tom Green show, but I don't think
that was going to be my easy fallback if you tried to
if
call
I
my
didn't
bluff.
Have anything but I couldn't tell you who else was on it.
I got nothing. I've never seen any
so
of
Dave
those.
you
start
anything
and it goes to Lola.
Figure out what the fuck that was. I think I might have been thinking of Dragonheart, actually. But
oh, where he plays the voice of the dragon?
Yeah, Draco.
Yeah,
I really like that movie.
Isn't that Dennis Quaid in that one too? Or is who plays the guy who like kills dragons? I forget.
That is Dennis Quaid.
Doesn't Sean Connery say like, "Why do Chinese girls take taste different than other girls?"
Yep.
Yeah.
And you just sit there going.
What?
That's kind of racist.
And then you're like, that dragon ate James Bond.
I'm not surprised coming from Sean Connery. Let's face it.
But Dave. Movie, TV show, actor, actress. Softball.
Dule Hill.
Oh. Well...
He's been in a lot.
What has he been in aside from...
I've got two.
And they were really popular series. Really? No? Okay.
No.
Got
nothing for you. Sorry. I obviously need to watch more stuff. What have I been doing with my day?
Working. Oh, have you? Okay.
Just got to get on the Netflix.
This one's got a shitload of people in it. The Adventures of Baron von Munchausen.
Really?
Wow.
Really? No?
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I haven't seen it.
Nothing.
I have seen 15 minutes of it.
It has the entire Monty Python crew.
Okay, then Terry Jones movie. No,
how about this? Robin Williams movie.
Okay. Aladdin movie.
Thank you. I will do Patch Adams movie.
Nice.
Ooh, I'll say Fern Gully movie.
Damn it, I was really hoping for that's like Tim Curry.
oh my gosh, he was in that. Yes, he was. I could have said cast.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have remembered.
He was the Schmoke.
Hexus. Yes.
Wow.
Creepy. So creepy. Hot. Yeah,
let's just see how far we can go.
Good Will Hunting.
And what's your choice?
Cast.
Okay.
Matt Damon.
Yeah. Matt Damon. I was waiting for it.
Movie.
Ocean's 12 cast.
Epic.
Oh, cool.
Let's go random.
George Clooney movie.
Batman and Robin. Cast.
Chris O'Donnell movie.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, no. He was in Scent of a Woman.
Oh, God.
Cast.
Really?
You bastard.
I'm spiking this one because I'm happy.
Wow.
We got to him, so it is.
I was going with Batman forever.
Nipples.
Batman with nipples. I'm going to call your bluff because I haven't even heard of that movie.
Really? It's where Al Pacino is blind.
Okay.
And he is in charge. Chris O'Donnell is in charge of taking care of him, and he's a saucy retired like Marine, I think.
Ah, maybe a little surly too.
Yes,
it's heartwarming. Mm.
But Philip Seymour Hoffman's also in that one. that was my other go-to.
Point Dan.
That's
like I said. I had a good Fuck. Answer. I was
you
proud.
Didn't spike that thing. You fucking just shoved it down his throat.
I thought Holy of the Three Musketeers. He plays D'Artagnan.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, Tim Curry's in that one. And Oliver Platt and the guy from Numbers. Or 24. That's what I'm thinking about. Not Numbers.
What's his name? Athos. Sutherland.
Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, he played Athos.
Which I... Charlie Sheen. I was always like...
And Charlie Sheen.
And Charlie Sheen.
Epic.
And that chick who's in Burn Notice.
Okay. I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind.
Okay, well, Dave, you get to start again, and it goes to Adam.
All right!
Man.
Why don't you start with Tim Curry?
No, I don't want to start with that. That one will go around like Robin Williams.
Maybe.
But that's fun.
That is kind of fun.
Okay, fine. Tim Curry.
Movie.
Clue, movie.
Ooh.
Home Alone 2.
Dang it, that's what I was
New
thought.
York. Cast.
Oh!
Wasn't he the...
He worked in the hotel.
Yeah, he's the bellman.
That's what I thought he was.
And then it's beginning to look like Christmas and the light bulb comes on over his head.
Yes, and he has the Grinch-like smirk.
Oh, he's so perfect.
Credit card? I have a credit card right here.
The Talk Boy.
Talk Boy.
Cast. I had a Talk Girl. It was purple. It was my best friend forever. I really wish I had it. still because that shit was awesome.
I found one at a garage sale, but it was broken.
Sad. What do you got?
Is it John Goodman?
What?
Yeah.
So you say John Goodman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Movie.
Shenanigans. You're thinking John Candy from the first Shit. One.
Yeah, the yeah, one
John
he drives
Candy
her.
Was in the first
with
one.
With his polka pals in the van.
Yeah, I was thinking of the van.
Yeah, this she was takes two an airplane. In New York.
This is two in New York. Shoot. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
I backfired that one.
Johan Candy.
Well, there's a point for Dave.
So I have 2 points. Dang Dave it. Has a point. Adam, you can start, and it goes to Dave.
Ooh, woo! Goody. Okay. Wait. So...
Oh, shit.
Tim Curry?
To start with, I'm...
I was almost tempted to go with Psych, and I was like, wait, we just proved that that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Shit. Well, there's three people in there that have really notable careers.
Anyway, Antonio Banderas movie.
Antonio Banderas.
He's so yummy.
The B commercial. Pick that one.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
The B commercial. There's nobody else in that commercial. Animator.
That's what you think.
The Mask of Zorro. Oh. Cast.
Catherine Zeta-Jones movie.
Ooh.
She's married to the American president.
Yes, she is. So very weird.
That's such a good movie.
I will go with High Fidelity.
Ooh.
But I will...
It's been so long since I watched that one.
Same movie as well.
Oh. My roommate, freshman year.
I will say... well, I know you know that one.
Well,
you might know this one.
Yeah.
Entrapment. Ooh. Cast.
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the butt going under the yarn.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait.
That was a good scene.
Naked.
You're up, Dave.
There's a part where you see like...
You see bits.
Yeah.
But not pieces.
God damn it. Now Point. I'm thinking of Sean Connery. So, Sean Connery.
You gotta get closer, man.
Sean Connery.
That was counterproductive.
You're an ass. Sean Connery. Movie.
You're right.
Yeah. I know, but now we're going back in the damn circle.
Let's go in a different direction at this
Sean
point.
Sean Connery mosh pit.
It can derail at any time.
Highlander.
Like that.
Don't get me.
Movie.
Or not.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just watched the first one and I realized...
Can I put one thing out here? Why the fuck does Sean Connery play a Spaniard?
Right, with a Scottish accent? Yeah. Come on.
He is the international man of one nation. British man of service. Scottish accent. Spaniard. With a Scottish accent.
I will say The Rock. And I will... I'll say Cast.
Okay. Wow.
You know who to say.
Yeah. I'm going to say Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Because... at work today...
Oh no!
It's anecdotal.
My friend and service manager Megan was talking about how she saw a recent Nicolas Cage movie. I forget which one it was, but
I won't tell because that's answers.
She said, and she was probably being sarcastic, but she she said it was like Nicolas Cage forgot how to act.
You mean he knew how?
And I just laughed. I couldn't help myself.
I still like the shirt that says, man. Despite all my rage, I'm still just Nicolas Cage. just putting that out there.
Anyway, so you handed me The Rock.
Yes.
You said Nicolas Cage.
And I said Nicolas Cage. And now I'm going to say... who else was in The Rock?
Pizza?
Yes, that slice of pepperoni that was off in the corner.
The pizza set.
I know there was at least one grenade.
There was a pair of pants. I believe they were waist 34. They could have been 36.
There was some water, too, and some bars, metal bars, perhaps. Uncredited, of course.
But as you stall, what's your choice?
I'm going to say movie, because I couldn't think of that one guy's name.
Ghost Rider.
Movie. I have like three people from that movie, but I'm trying to be nice here.
Nobody's going in for the kill yet.
Not yet.
Nicolas Cage is a runner.
Yeah, from Talent.
Okay, now that I freed myself from my necklace.
What do you got?
Hold on, I have the movie title. It's in my head. I can She's doing see Nicolas National Cage Treasure. Right
now. National Treasure.
Cast. Oh, I could do it. I knew I could do it.
ooh.
I was just thinking of $100 bill, $100 bill, $100 bill.
$1 million baby.
Wrong.
You can't say Benjamin Franklin because he wasn't actually there.
No.
Well, no. I was going to say... I'll say John Voight.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah, I'll say John Voight, and I will say movie.
Oh my.
You're bluffing. Sad. I can't think of who John Voight is.
He was the dad.
The dad.
Yeah.
I haven't seen National Treasure. That doesn't help me.
You haven't?
Have you seen National Treasure 2?
No. No, I haven't seen that one either.
He was still the dad in that one, too.
Damn it, Dad!
He was married to Helen Mirren.
Right?
Supposedly.
Yikes.
He's like, good for him at the time.
So Dan wins.
Yes, that was three.
She did a voiceover for an episode of Glee that it just kind of rocked. She's awesome. She's secretly awesome in so many ways.
Oh, well, not secretly. She's overtly.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you see Red?
Heck yeah, own it.
Yeah, me too. Blu-ray, so that I can watch Helen Mirren with a what? It's like the giant mounted machine gun.
Right.
It's a rail gun, isn't it?
Is it a minigun? Is
no.
it like
no,
it's a not a, it's, Gatling?
No. It's like on
it's
top of
on
the back
tripod.
Of a Jeep.
Yeah.
It's like a railgun.
Okay. Okay.
It's intense, and she looks fabulous in white. I love her down the escalator. No, really, it's okay. No.
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, it's okay. She's just, I would love to be her. Martha Stewart, but awesome.
True.
Has anyone seen that image where it's Snoop Dogg in the kitchen with Martha Stewart's an
actual
photo?
Yeah. One of these is a convicted felon.
Stereotypes are great, but only one of these people is a convicted felon. I'm like, ah.
Right.
So true.
It's fantastic.
But so, Lola.
Yes.
Do you have anything coming up that you'd like to plug as we wrap up our show?
No, not really. Nothing that I know of.
No activities, no...
I made a whole bunch of new jewelry that's at the Edina Art Center.
Woo! There you go.
So you can go buy that. I have some new bracelets, like this one that I'm wearing that you can't see. It's got little skulls on it.
It's very nice.
Cool.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to make more stuff that's like for guys.
Oh, okay.
So I got stuff with like skulls.
And black.
Some scorpions.
Coloring.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then, are you on Twitter?
Ha! No.
No. I don't think so.
I'm still not on Twitter, and I do have a YouTube account.
Woo! Well, you can plug
that.
So
I'm getting that. There's like nothing on it. There's a really funny video of me when I was 4, and I put a trout in my bathtub.
All right.
That's kind of awesome.
That is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my dad trying to get me to tell this story as I'm like crying about how the trout got in the bathtub.
Oh. I'll look her up, I suppose, and watch her cry.
Well, it's little kid pouting awesome.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like...
What would they search for if they wanted to see that?
Oh my gosh.
Your username, perhaps?
Lola Cross.
Yeah, it's Super Lauren Lola.
Wow.
Well, Lauren Lola was taken, so I had to do super something with it. So now I'm Super.
You added a cape.
You're a Super.
Yep, like Super Grover. I'm a terrible, terrible superhero.
You wear a knight's helmet.
I think it's up there.
Stick your.
I hope it's not on my old. Because I have two YouTube accounts.
Are there under? Are there spaces between Super Lauren and Lola?
I'll find it and send it to you.
Okay, we'll post it on the Twitter feed.
Cool.
Perfect. Dave, how about you?
So much crying. So this is going up Friday.
Yes, this will be up Friday. Yes.
So. For those of you listening out there in the buffering world, Adam and I will be in the Windy City participating at C2E2. We will have the Mindwave Comics booth running strong, booth E7, back in Artist Alley.
Go on.
Dude, we're going like two days from now. Jesus. Calm down, Adam.
Sweet home.
You're too excited.
Chicago.
It's not home. We're just visiting. God damn it. Anyways, so Adam and I will be down there along with the magnificent Heidi Follin, Samir Barrett, and Joel Vollmer rocking. What the fuck was that?
Sorry.
Somebody just stepped on a baby.
I found the video.
Couldn't hear it anyway.
We will be rocking the convention Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this weekend. So please feel free to stop by. That's booth E7. I believe it's at the McCormick Center in Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. Chi-town.
Huh?
Chi-town.
Yes, Chi-town. So we will be rocking that. And it's the premier event for the first issue of The Bolt Strikes. Issue 1 is being released at C2E2, as well as the first Wonder Boy compendium, compiling the first two issues, along with about 20 pages of sketchbook material that's a lot hasn't really been released before. So swing by, check that out. We have a new Mindwave Comics sampler that's coming out with the exclusive preview of one of the newest titles with Mindwave Comics called Miss America. So outside of that, you can check out Mindwave Comics at mindwavecomics.com. Follow us on Twitter at Mindwave Comics. Or you can check out my personal website at mindblowstudios.com. Follow me on Twitter at Dave Wheeler. Or I can just pass this to Adam because I'm really fucking sick of talking. Hey, Adam, here you go.
And since I will be there, buffering will be represented. We'll have some kind of standee on the table or something like that. But we'd love to see you there. Come say hey, and if you mention buffering, I'll give you a high five.
What and, an incentive. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway. Chicago.
Twitter.
It's going to be exciting.
You're on Twitter.
And I'm on Twitter.
There you go.
I am on Twitter, in fact. I haven't updated in
right
a while.
Now.
I haven't said anything for a while.
Get
but
on that shit.
When I do, it will be at ADAMERDMANN, Adam Erdman, and that's pretty much it for me at the moment. I suppose you could find me on Last FM if you wanted at Adman7. I've always got my what I've been listening to posted up on there as far as music goes. So there's that. And then, Dan, what have you got?
At this point, I don't have anything coming up in the really near future, but I know that I've already picked up tickets for Greg Proops at the Varsity.
Woo!
I believe
it's... Is he related to Imogen Poots?
No.
Proops, not Poots. One is ha, so... Yeah.
But he'll be at the Varsity in late June, and... I don't think I got him on Ticketmaster. I'm trying to remember which ticket website I got him through. But... Tickets are available. I think probably if you just go to the website for the Varsity in Minneapolis. So fun comedy coming up. I have been working my damnedest to improve my Twitter, so you can find me at Dan L. Whalen. I do really long hashtags. That's my hook.
That's his thing. That's his niche.
That's my hook. that's it for myself, but in terms of the podcast itself, you can find us online at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find bonus tracks, including bonus Leonard Maltin games, bonus Movie Bluff games, bonus Build-A-Title games, bonus Mystery Science Theater 3000 riff tracks type things, photos.
Bonus bonuses.
And mic checks, and like little weird crap I write whenever we upload something new. So stuff to read as well if you're bored and at work and can't listen to stuff.
Did the Super Smash Brothers commentary make it up?
Oh yeah, all of that's up there.
Okay,
in the bonus tracks archive.
Excellent.
Also, I totally forgot, but since this is going up on Friday, Eric, happy birthday! I love you.
Aww. Adorable.
The dread Eric.
Adorable.
Because he has dreads.
Eric the dread.
He does.
Did.
Other than that, you can find us on iTunes. You can find all of us on iTunes by searching for any of our names. My name, Adam's name, Dave's name, or Lola's name, which you have to actually know her last name is Shower rather than Lola, which I was confused by on Facebook for a while. But
whoops,
everybody thinks Lola's my last name, even people I work with. It's okay.
Something fun. Speaking of Facebook, you can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio. You can also find us on Twitter at Buffering Podcast, at Buffer Podcast, because Buffering Podcast didn't fit. We'll get updates as to what's going on our website, as well as any other random posts that we have. And you can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Foursquare.
And you can now hear Buffering while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Damn it. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store, your local app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Yes.
It's on the corner.
Sorry, I just tried to kill myself with a cough drop.
Ouch.
Stuck on
well, that's kind
swallow.
Of depressing.
Sorry.
But,
depressing. I see what you did there.
More like suppressing.
Oh.
Good night, everybody. We should get out on this very, very, very low note. So
on
thank you for listening.
Bombshell.
And we will see you next week.
Good night and good luck.
Stay classy, world.
Lola, say goodbye.
Oh, yeah, goodbye.
Say goodbye, Lola. Goodbye, Lola.